This is episode 2440 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day two of our series we're exploring this week. The theme for this week's series is an important theme, especially these days as we continue to endure a pandemic and lockdowns in different parts of the world. And that is the theme of loneliness. You are embarking on a loneliness project this week. So how do you go about navigating loneliness? In this week's series, you're going to be guided using meditation techniques, a different technique for each day, as always, to help you manage loneliness. And you might find that you are lonely in the midst of a crowd or even surrounded by those you care about the most. You might also find that you are not lonely when you are alone. Loneliness has to do with connection. Meditation is one of the best ways to gain the awareness to know what you need most in the moment, to appreciate each moment. And I'll be sharing tips and insight with you in each episode, as I always do. The technique you'll be guided through in today's meditation is an affirmation. An affirmation is not a random statement you repeat to yourself. It's an intention that with awareness, you become very aware of how you feel in your body and the thoughts you're thinking. It's a way to attune yourself to what it is you want in your life. And you might find that you want to go a little more deeply into this week's series. I've already received many messages from you letting me know that this series has come at a great time because you are navigating loneliness. I'll also be sharing with you in each episode a message from a fellow meditator. You can always leave a message for me at mary@sipandom.com, or you can easily reach me on my Sip and Om Instagram account. Just send me a direct message there. That's the best way I like to receive messages. So if you want to go a little more deeply into this series, you can find extra support on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the app for an entire week free. So you could get this entire series absolutely free. 30-minute guided daily meditation experiences, as well as a journal with a daily reflection question and a guide with all the techniques, including a book recommendation for this series, as well as an herbal tea to help support you, as well as a yoga asana. So you get a lot of extra tools. That's for you if you're ready for that. Honor whatever stage you're on as you go through your meditation journey. Even if you sit down for a few minutes, that's enough if you're at the beginning of your journey. So as you get ready to settle yourself down right now to meditate, I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator. This comes from Rochelle from Montana. I'm originally from the Pacific Northwest, and I do miss Montana. Rochelle says, I am a new listener to the Daily Meditation Podcast. The Loneliness Project couldn't have come at a better time. I am in a major state of transition, which causes all sorts of emotions. The mantras and meditations have been so helpful. I'm excited to hear this new series. Thank you for your work. Thank you, Rochelle. And so a mantra is very similar to an affirmation. A mantra is more of a sacred word or sound that you can repeat. In the Indian Sanskrit language, there are many beautiful mantras such as Om or Amen if you are Christian. Every religion has a certain mantra. I'm going to share an affirmation, which is a positive statement. Your affirmation for your meditation is, I seek joy first. As you straighten your spine and gently elevate your eyes upward, begin to notice how you feel in your body. If you could experience your joy, notice where you feel joy. And if you're not feeling such joy at this moment, reflect on a time when you felt joy. Notice where you feel joy in your body. Where do you hold this sacred emotion of joy? Your body influences your thoughts. Give yourself a deep, relaxing experience of joy within your body, making sure you're nice and comfortable. Feel supported wherever you're seated. Feel gratitude for what you're doing for yourself right now. As you reflect on joy, begin to remember the times when you felt great joy. Notice patterns in your life when you felt joy. Were you alone? Were you with others? Were you going through a difficult time, but you were able to connect with others to help you get through it? And looking back, you realize this experience changed your life for the best. If you're worried or afraid or sad, it's okay. Return to your joy. It's always there within you. Bring these waves of beautiful, joyful memories to you, experiencing them within your body. And out loud, engage the power of your voice as you repeat, I seek joy first. I seek joy first. Notice how that may have shifted your emotional state, lifting you up. Now bring it close to your heart, feeling joy within you, bringing your joyful experiences to mind, and silently to yourself repeat, I seek joy first. I seek joy first. Beautiful. Allow yourself this beautiful sensation of joy that you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.